Carolyn Papakdi is proud to show up to her first college class at Leeward Community College.
My older brother didn't graduate from high school, and being with my mom, she doesn't know how to like motivate me or talk to me about school because she didn't graduate from high school, and my dad was my only supporter, and he's like away. So I think it's pretty awesome for me to be able to go to college.
17-year-old Carolyn graduated from Waianae High earlier this year. She says most of her peers from school didn't make it to the first day.
Some people I talked to, they told me they weren't going to go to college. They were just going to work. I made one friend, and we were going to go to KCC at first, but then she told me, I talked to her again. She was like, oh, no, I'm just going to go to work. She didn't want to go to college anymore. I think it's probably because they don't feel like they can make it. They don't feel like they're smart enough, and probably they don't think they have enough money, but then don't know about the money out there that can help them, the free money, like scholarships and stuff.
That's a familiar story for Chris Manasseri, Leeward Community College's Dean of Student Services.
I think if you're fresh out of high school and you've never been to college and you may not have as much family or community support for attending college, it's a difficult leap to make, and life gets in the way.
Manasseri is one of the founders of Onipa'a, a week-long program that provides extra support to high school graduates as they prepare to enter the UH system. Students were given college success strategies, help with filling out financial aid forms, as well as one-on-one career counseling. He says graduates from high schools on the Waianae Coast, specifically Nanakuli and Waianae High, face a unique set of challenges.
Perhaps an hour-long bus ride to get to campus, different expectations about what financial aid would and would not provide, maybe some differences in expectations of what college coursework is like. All of those things sort of combine for us to say, okay, what can we do differently to reach out to the students from these two communities in particular?
For most of these kids, just learning how to navigate the system was a huge relief.
The disparity comes from not knowing that college is an option.
Andrea Diaz works with Kamehameha Schools. She counsels students at Nanakuli High and coordinated cultural aspects of Onipa'a. She says many of these students don't have peers who are going to college, and it's tough to be making plans to leave home.
They don't have enough role models around them that are either pursuing a post-high education or have completed a post-high education.
For Carolyn, both of her parents moved to Hawaii from Laos. She says being both first-generation American and the first to go to college has put extra pressure on her to succeed, especially from her dad.
You know, him being born in an Asian country, not being able to speak English and coming to the United States, and he tells me all the time I should take advantage of being able to, you know, that I'm born in the United States and all that.
State officials are working on securing funding to broaden the program for next year. They're hoping to include more high school students to follow Carolyn's lead.
I used to think it was scary, but now it's just something I feel I can just fit right in.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.